Snippet series is sponsored by Dr. Renee and Jack Nussbaum for Refuah Shleima Ochol Yisrael. In particular, Shmalipa Ben Tarshana Leah should have a Refuah Shleima, and in the merit that all those looking for a Shidduch should find their Basher. We have concluded the first Baruch of Birchos Kriya Shema. Tonight we begin and introduce the second of the two Baruchos of Birchos Kriya Shema, the Baruchah of Av Arabah. At least Ashkenazim recite in the morning Av Arabah of Tanu Asher Elokeinu, a description of the everlasting love, the Ava Rabba. We'll have to define what the word Rabba, the great, everlasting, intense, penetrating love that Hashem has for us. But why are we saying it now? We have the structure of our davening, as we started so many months, years ago, when we began Siddur snippets. Birchos HaShachar, Psukei Dezimra, Birchos Kriya Shema, Shema, and then the Amida, and then the end. As we conclude, we come off or we come down from the Amida. So here the Birchos Kriya Shema, the two brachas before Shema, the one bracha after. What is the order, the juxtaposition of these first two opening brachas? So Tzadok HaKohen and Tzidkas Tzadok writes that we just finished concluding about a Machadish B'tuvah B'chol Yom Tamid, that Hashem renews the world every day. There is no guarantee, there is no contract. But Hashem renews the world, a model for us, we can renew and reinvent ourselves. Says Rav Tzadok, in what merit is the world renewed? Why? Why hasn't He given up on us already? God knows, pun intended, that He should have given up on us already. We have failed Him. None of you even smile. Well, maybe you're smiling, I can't even tell. But we've disappointed Him, we failed Him, we violated our purpose in being created. So why didn't He move on? If it's true that the daily contract was up, why renew it the next day? Says Rav Tzadok, Av Arabah Avtanu Hashem Elokeinu. Because the mitzvah of the bracha of Av Arabah, Hashem has a great love, and that love is expressed and manifest through the Torah. Av Arabah, we'll talk about, is an alternative or a plan B for Birchas HaTorah. It reflects our commitment, our relationship, our devotion to learning Hashem's Torah, says Rav Tzadok. It's in the merit of Torah that Hashem renews the world, and that's why that is the order of the brachos. First, the bracha of the luminaries, and how Hashem renews the world each day, and then the reason, the merit with which Hashem does it. The Avud Raham writes something I think so powerful and such a beautiful image as we say Av Arabah every day. We just concluded Yotzer HaMeoros, Hashem, You are the creator of the stars and the moon and the bright, bright sun. But do you know there's a luminary, there's something even brighter than the sun. There's something that illuminates the world. There's something that lights the world on fire. There's something that's even brighter. And do you know what it is? It's Torah. Av Arabah, Ahavtanu Hashem Elokeinu, God, You love us and You gave us Your Torah, and we are committed to learn it and to live it. And therefore, after the bracha that talks about the brightness of the luminaries, we talk about something which is yet even brighter. The sun only illuminates during the day, but Torah illuminates day and night. And says the Avud Raham, we see this beautiful theme in the Perek of Tehillim, Perek Yates, which says, Hashamayim Mesaprim Kvod Kel, the heavens describe the honor, the glory, the greatness of God. And then we continue, Torah Hashem Tamima. But you know what's even greater? Greater than Hashamayim Mesaprim Kvod Kel, it's Torah Hashem Tamima. It's pure and it's intense. It is the foundation of everything. Edus Hashem Ne'emana. So the beautiful David HaMelech composes, and you see this theme which develops, that Hashemayim Mesaprim Kvod Kel is like Yotzer HaMeoros. There are heavens and there are luminaries and they're impressive and they're mighty and they're bright and they pale in comparison to Hashem's greatest gift, His greatest creation, which is His Torah. His Torah is timeless and His Torah is invaluable and His Torah illuminates the world that is brighter than anything else, and that is why the order that we go follows that. I would humbly suggest to you a different understanding or something to think about as we recite these two brachas before Shema each and every day. Psukei Dezimra is the courtship with Hashem. It's where we get to know Him. Before we can stand up with an Amida and begin to talk to God and ask Him for help, we have to get to know Him. So Psukei Dezimra are the paragraphs. If you look at the themes of Psukei Dezimra, they're all about Hashem revealing Himself through nature and through history. We get to know Him, we date Him, we court Him. And then the relationship is ready for a commitment. Shema and Birchos Kriya Shema are Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim and Kabbalas Ol Mitzvos. That is a period of Kiviyachol engagement. There's a commitment. There's an exclusive relationship. And then you get to the Amida. The Amida is the intimacy, the Yichud Room, the wedding. The Amidah is the private conversation directly that we have with Hashem. So if Birchos Shema and Shema represent Kabbalah Sol Melachos Shemayim and Kabbalah Sol Mitzvos, this is the point at which we make a commitment to Hashem. Why are we obligated to make that commitment? What is that commitment a response to? And I think it's a response to the dual relationship we have with Hashem. Firstly, Yotze Ma'oros, we are members of creation. We're here on this world, we're in this universe, we're on this earth. We woke up this morning, we are alive, and simply being part of creation is a machayev. The very fact that we exist and we're part of creation obligates us. But we're not any ordinary part of creation. We're not just part of the universal, general creation. We also are a very specific part of the Ama Nivchar. Avaraba, Bukher, Bamo Yisrael, Bi'ahava, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you chose us. And you chose us not with a sense of superiority. You chose us because you charged us. You tasked us. And you gave us a mission here on earth. You gave us your sacred Torah. You chose us. We are the Ama Nivchar. We are the chosen people because we are the choosing people. And so in this section, Shema and its brachos, that are a reflection of the commitment we make to Hashem, that commitment is a response to two things. Number one, we're part of the whole natural order. We're part of the natural world. But number two is our paragraph, Avarab Avtanu Hashem Elokeinu. We're not just a part of the general universal natural world. We are, more specifically, we are part of the Am HaNivchar HaBocher B'Mo Yisrael B'Ahava, which leads us into Shema.